Has the pandemic affected how you exercise? How about a brand new clothing brand launched with a mission to empower women, a brand called Savvy? Savvy helps you move confidently through the day, from the gym to work to an evening out, and it doesn't matter what size you are. Savvy's goal is for women to look and feel good. Savvy is premium quality, clothing that looks as good on day one as it will on day 1001. Michelle is a brand partner, and she's holding on to a $25 coupon for all new customers. So check out her website and see what's there. That's savvy.com/SavvyFitLifeMichelle. That's Savvy, S-A-V-V-I, and Michelle with one L.
It's been devastating for the last year and a half for a lot of women out there, and especially for the younger women who don't have much experience, right? And who were really just working their way up the ladder, who just kind of got knocked down and are having some issues getting back in. We're really working hard to, again, give them the certification skills or the skills that they need, but also connect them with companies that value family life integration.
Sylvia and me. Hi, I'm Sylvia Beckerman. Join me today as I talk to an extraordinary woman who is changing the world by making a difference in her life and the lives of those around her.
Hi, I'm Chandra Sanders, the director of Rise at The Mom Project, and welcome to Sylvia and Me.
Chandra, I am so delighted to have you here because this is a very, very important topic that we're going to talk about. Moms, workforce, COVID. Unbelievable times that we've had the past year, year and a half, and we don't know where it's going still as far as that goes. And there are so many different statistics out there as far as the number of moms who have had to leave the workforce due to the pandemic. We've always known that it's been difficult before, but now it's even, it has brought to the forefront how difficult it is for moms to work full time and really take care of their children. Because no matter what, it's usually the moms who have 90%+. And for single moms, it's even more than that. So I want to start off with the pandemic and how it affected you. Go ahead any way you want, because I know that you are the mother of three children and you were working before the pandemic. So what happened?
I am mother of three kids, right, who was laid off during the pandemic. I'm a consultant. I've been a consultant for the last 5 years. I've worked on projects in pretty much every industry. And so I just like to get a little bit of experience kind of everywhere, right? So I chose an industry, retail, of course, at the wrong time because all of the retail stores closed during the pandemic. So my project got cut and then I got laid off. However, I found the Mom Project within about 3 weeks of being laid off. So, you know, due to me being experienced in lots of different industries and transitioning through many different roles and just really just jumping in head first into whatever I can get into, I was able to kind of get the skills that I need, the experience that I need, communication styles, pretty much having an MBA without going to MBA school, right? I was able to pivot into the role that I'm in now, which is the director of Rise at the Mom Project. So I
now, can I step back for 1 second? Did you not approach the Mom's Project to begin with, which of course we'll talk about what that is, as a resource? Not looking to think that you'd be working there, but you were looking as a resource for it and then wound up on one of their newest projects that they have, newest programs, which is Rise, which we will get into. So how, tell us about the Mom's Project, because you went there as a resource to be able to get work.
Yes, I went there as a resource because it was a place for moms. I felt welcome as a mom from the first time I looked at the webpage when I signed up for a profile, just looking at all the community aspects within the portal. I felt welcomed. And that's like the first time I felt like that. I've been able to feel comfortable searching for a job as a mom because this was a place where moms were welcome. right? And that's really not how it is in any job that I've ever been in. I'm usually the only Black woman. I'm usually the only mom, right? Or even just the only woman at the table. So I felt like a sense of community from, honestly, my first time on the website. So I did. I went there looking for a job, just like many of the other 400,000 moms on the platform right now, just looking for a role in which I wouldn't have to sacrifice my family, because I haven't worked in an office since 2017. So I did not want to go back to an office full time because it just didn't fit with the way I'm living today, right? Or the way I've been living for the last 4 years. So the Mom Project provided opportunities for flexible work options, which is really honestly what moms need if moms are going to remain in the workforce, right? So the Mom Project, again, it is the leader in connecting businesses with highly trained female talent, but not just a female talent, right? We have moms, we have dads, we have allies too. But of course it's called the Mom Project, right? That's the focus. But you know, that's what it's for, right? It's for moms. It's to help moms gain economic increase, right? Without having to sacrifice their families.
Well, not only that, but you talked about flexibility. And this happened to you during, right in the midst of the pandemic. So on top of moms really needing flexibility because their children go to school, yes, there might be a full day, but a full day is not the same full day as somebody working 8 hours in an office. It never really is. So there's always some other additional childcare that we as moms need to find. I know that when I was doing this back in the 80s and 90s, it was, you know, there were a couple of after school programs, but they were far and few between, and childcare was very, very expensive. Now we're in the midst of a pandemic. There is no childcare. Children are being homeschooled. Moms are trying to work. If you're a single mom, you only have yourself to fall back on. So moms have always needed flexibility, but now we're talking where all of a sudden it's been magnified. So can you tell me how did the Mom Project, how did they pivot to be able to really handle this influx? Where do they get the businesses that they are connected with?
You know, honestly, the Mom Project has an extensive network of companies who believe in diversity, equity, and inclusion. And when that is your focus, you have to understand that moms are a huge part of diversity, right? You have to open doors. You have to create pathways for moms to get in. And honestly, the only way to do that is to offer a flexible work schedule. Because again, childcare is a necessity, right? And then with the pandemic, a lot of childcare centers have closed, right? The rates have increased because there are additional precautions that have to be taken, additional safety equipment, additional all kinds of stuff that these daycare centers need, right? So there's a rising cost of that. Daycare centers have closed, and childcare is a necessity. So with all that being said, it's really left moms out of the workforce, and really it's making it really hard to get back in.
And a lot of these moms are young moms between the age of 25 and 44, is the majority of women moms. Now, some of them are just getting back into the workforce, had just started their careers, and all of a sudden they are either they're now home with their children and trying to keep up their career. They really, you know, the stress level is huge. They've been forced out of the workforce because there is no work. At the beginning, it sounded, okay, we'll furlough you. And then the companies could not keep people on. Yes, there were stipends, but it's not the same. People don't understand. You've lost your health insurance. You've lost your child care. You've lost any kind of that umbrella you might have had. How do you get these women to actually get confidence in themselves? Because it has to be so devastating, not just stressful, but devastating.
It's devastating. It is. However, with the Mom Project, with RISE, we have a community that really uplifts women. We motivate them, encourage them. We have one-on-one support, mentorship. We're also offering 100% free upskilling opportunities to give moms the skills that they need to work in flexible roles at tech companies or, you know, tech roles, because honestly, that's where the flexibility really lies, right? Sure. So we're providing them with highly sought after certifications, opportunities for certifications, as well as job placement upon completion. So we are creating community around these women, rallying around the women, really cheering them on. And we are already seeing a lot of great success.
All right. You mentioned RISE, which, as I asked you before we started, stands for nothing other than RISE. Rise up, get up, rise. I love it. It's four letters and it says exactly what you're trying to help these women, these moms do. You started off at the very beginning of RISE. Tell us about it.
Yeah, of course. So RISE is very near and dear to my heart. I launched this when I first started at the Mom Project, probably a couple of weeks after I started. So there were a lot of sleepless nights just trying to visualize and create a program that would be really effective for moms in need and really putting myself in the position of all of these women. Because again, I'm a single mom, so I understand where they're coming from. Some of the women in the program have been out of the workforce for a bit. Some of them have been through domestic violence. Some of them have lost their husbands due to COVID. Some of them have had COVID, right? So it's like all of these things that these ladies are coming, are going through, they're able to come to the RISE community and really build bonds, form community around each other, lift each other up, and encourage each other to continue through the program, continue on their journey, on their career journey, and their personal journey as well, and just stay encouraged. Because again, like you said, it's been devastating for the last year and a half for a lot of women out there, and especially for the younger women who don't have much experience, right? And who were really just working their way up the ladder, who just kind of got knocked down and are having some issues getting back in. We're really working hard to, again, give them the certification skills or the skills that they need, but also connect them with companies that value family life integration.
And that's the other thing of companies that value family life integration. I remember back in the day when I would hire people, I knew that, you know, who was a single mom and who wasn't, but you were never allowed to ask anything. And it's not that I wanted to know their personal, but I wanted to make sure that they had child care, because if they didn't, I would work with them to actually do something and give them flexible hours. And people were so afraid to say anything. In fact, one of the women I had, young ladies I had, single mom, and all I did was I wanted to make sure that she had coverage. I told her my story, and I work flexible. And she was so afraid to tell me the truth that the first day she came in, she actually was very late and called because she didn't have childcare. It is what amazing. You are doing is so great, because these people know, the moms know the moms, the companies that you're looking to get them into, and the industries, especially the tech, which needs women so desperately, you don't have to hide.
You don't have to hide. And just like you said, like it used to be like a taboo thing to talk about, right? Like, this is the first job that I've had where I can be comfortable saying that I'm a mom, or that I can be comfortable saying I'm a single mom. And it took some getting used to, honestly, because I've had to hide it for so long. But that, again, just like you said, working with companies, working with employers, managers, bosses who understand and who care makes all the difference in the world.
So how do you get these women to actually understand that they don't have to hide anymore, to get the confidence within themselves that they really not only can do the job, but they don't have to be afraid of the fact that their child might get sick. They really have to work from home. What are the tools that you give them so that they could handle it?
Yeah, of course. Again, a lot of it has to do with the Mom Project community, right? It's just the culture of the community, right? We welcome everyone and we're there to help support and motivate everyone from the first interaction, right? Just like when I was looking for a job, my first interaction with the Mom Project, I just felt welcome. Like I can express myself. Like this is a place where I don't have to hide. And even with the Rise community, right? We do one-on-one consultations. We have group sessions. We have connections. We have lounges that we talk to. We're really just like we're really just forming bonds and allowing people to feel comfortable and come out of their shell and not hide. So we're giving them confidence training. We're connecting them with Fortune 100 companies, mentors that can help them and guide them on their journey. We're also doing interview prep with them. We're giving them all the tips they need for their resume so that they can come out of this program with as much confidence as possible to truly be able to succeed and rise up.
And how much do they have to pay for this program?
Absolutely nothing. All you need to do is just bring yourself. Like, you know, we are there to truly help elevate these women, help them bounce back from the pandemic, just like I did. I was able to bounce back really quickly because I had the skills, because I had the confidence, right? And so I'm just trying to recreate all of that in all the women coming through the program. And we have a huge goal. Like we want to upskill 10,000 women within the next 3 years. So we're only at 500 right now. We're gonna get to 1,000 by the end of the year. That's the goal. We're gonna get there. But I mean, we have a really robust goal to really impact 10,000 women at least.
The other thing is there's been so much talk about the balancing act between being a mom and working. And yes, you know, a lot of it is integrated, but as someone who works and has a job that you really have to pay attention to, and the women who are getting into the tech, that could be really, you know, they have to focus. How do you teach women to really not just balance? I've heard you say the word integrate family life with work, but there has to be some kind of separation at some point. Not that, you know, here's family time, here's work time, but in someone's head, at some point you have to turn that off a little, even though you love it, and maybe take not only family time, but take time for yourself.
Time for yourself is so important. Oh my goodness. Like if you don't take time for yourself, like I don't feel like you can give everything that you have to your kids, give everything you have to your family, or everything you have to your job if you're not centered yourself. Right. So that's extremely important. So we talk about that. Discipline is very important too. Right. And then we also understand that moms, women, we have other things going on. So even with their upskilling, it's only 10 hours a week that they have to dedicate, and they can choose when they're going to do their coursework. It's not like it's all day, every day. If it only works for you on the weekends, that's fine. You have the ability to make your schedule work the way you need it to work with no pressure.
And that's great, because a lot of people have not been, it's not school. It's different. And a lot of people haven't been in school in years. And the other thing is that what a lot of women don't understand is the skills that they've acquired while taking care of a family, the organizational skills, the administrative. Give us a list of some of the things that you've been able to come up with to show moms that, yeah, just because the job description says this, and this, you really do fit it because you've done this, and this.
Of course. Like, and I say this all the time, it's like my signature line, but moms are the CEOs, the COOs, the CFOs, every chief there is at a company, the mom is that at home. Right. So there are so many transferable skills in those roles. Like there's problem solving, conflict resolution, project management, program management, financial management. Right. There's just everything that you're doing at home. You can provide that same value for a company. And so we actually have had another lady who finished her 6-week Salesforce certification program, has been out of the workforce for a while, taking care of her family. Finished her certification program in about 6 weeks and got a job right away. No question asked about her career break, but we're giving them also tools to be able to showcase their skills without really worrying about like the chronological order of like your jobs. So we're providing them with resumes that highlight skills and not times, skills and not dates. But she used that and she got a job and she's been out of the workforce for a while. So it's not impossible, but you do have to hone in on those transferable skills that you use every day.
Well, that's it. They're transferable. It's just like if you've been in one particular industry and let's say you're going from financial to marketing, it doesn't mean that you haven't done any marketing while you're in that financial. I mean, you've taken care of customers, you've done something. People don't understand that that is transferable and that you can, it's just wording. It's like someone being called the executive of Mucky Muck and you just worded something else because they have done everything that's really been asked. And if not, it seems that Rise has the opportunity for them to actually skill up, as you say.
We do. We have the opportunity for them to skill up, but we're also providing them with the language that they need to be able to communicate what they've done in their career pause.
And that's very important. And when you say career pause, you know, there are women who decided they wanted to be stay-at-home moms and they were able to do that. And then the pandemic hit and they're not able to do that anymore. For whatever, you know, there's so many different reasons. And now you're giving them the way to translate everything they've done into a job description.
A job description and a job in which they can have in as little as 6 weeks to 6 months.
So you're giving them confidence. You're giving them a community of like people. Because a lot of people are too afraid, too introverted, too stressed to really talk to other people about any issues that they're going through and don't realize that there are so many people going through them. So what you give them is huge.
Yes, it's just now, so important.
How are you guys able to do this and do it in such a manner that it's touching so many people? What have other people missed? And because there have been people who have tried to do this and tried to do that, and it just really hasn't made the impact that the Moms Project and Rise has made and continues to make. What do you think the difference is?
I can speak on that. The difference for us, the difference with Rise, right? It's not just the certificate that is going to give them the edge. A lot of other reskilling programs out there are wholly focused on the certificate. That's not what's going to do it. It's the community. It's the confidence building. It's the encouragement and the motivation. That's what's going to give them the leg up. And so that's what separates us from everyone else.
That is. Because you're teaching them how to advocate for themselves, how to have the confidence in themselves, how to be able to approach a job opening with confidence and knowledge that they have the skill set to go ahead and do it. And the fact that, yeah, they're moms. They need that flexibility, which what we said at the very beginning, the transparency of it is huge. So how many people are in this program?
So right now we have 500.
Okay.
So we launched it in late 2020, December 2020 or something like that, with only three programs. And now we're up to six certification tracks that ladies can, dads and allies as well, can choose from. Because we do have a few dads in the program now,
Which is
amazing, right? But you know, we're continuously growing. We have done a lot of social media marketing. Now we're doing a little bit more press. So we're growing and our interest is gaining popularity. So, you know, we've got to get to 10,000. And I don't think we're going to have a problem doing that, knowing that 2 million women left the paid workforce since the pandemic. So 10,000 is only like a small amount compared to the ladies that we can possibly impact.
And you're giving these women not only confidence, you're giving them themselves back. And you're also taking care, not only are they getting paid to work in an atmosphere that they can handle, with the flexibility that they can handle, and then hopefully with the benefits that they didn't have before or they lost during this time, which has been devastating for so many. So on your downtime, what do you and your three children do?
Oh, downtime? What's that? No.
There you go. Remember, we talked about how it's important.
I know. It is very
time for yourself.
It is very important, but we like to travel. So we do, you know, take trips and stay in hotels and spend some time away from home just because we have been kind of locked down for the last year and a half. We do still get out safely. So we do spend time with family. Of course, we, you know, go to the park, we go outside, we do things like that. But also, like, I take time for myself too. Like, I just went to Miraville Resort.
Love that place. Oh my word.
I love that place. It was amazing. And I feel like that's something I have to do like every year for me.
Right.
To keep centered. So I do take care of me, but I also take care of my kids too.
Okay. Well, with three children, ages between 4 and 18, a little mommy time is a very important thing. And somehow you've managed, and I think it's to me, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, although I might be, because you are so optimistic and so encouraging that you help all these women. And so therefore your positivity transfers to other people and you keep yourself centered and positive.
And I think it works. Like, it really works. Like, the ladies have, you know, expressed how much they've gotten just from any type of interaction with me or even the ladies that are working on my team, right? Because we're growing. So I wanted to make sure that the ladies that we hired are, number one, diverse, but also exude that positive energy too, because this is what the moms need, especially in this day and time.
Well, Chanda, where can people find out more about you and the program?
Yeah, all you have to do is visit momproject.org. You will get all the information about the program, the Mom Project, or even following the Mom Project on LinkedIn.
Thank you so much. The message has to get out there because we need women to get back in the workforce. We need it for so many reasons, but especially for the moms and the dads, for their children, as models, role models for their children, not only to take care of their children, but as role models and get that confidence back. So I thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Thank you for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please share it with another person you think would be interested. And if you haven't already, please subscribe. Join me next week when I talk to another extraordinary, inspiring woman.
This has been a Life of Prey production.